So let me explain to you a little bit about what happened with the state funding. So in the formula, because of our growth, for the biennium, okay, they said that we will get, calculated, we will get $18 million more. In other words, $9 million a year. Half of that is promised in the growth incentive program that stays in place at least through 2020 to the colleges who saw a growth in weighted semester credit hour. It was every college. The HSC is not part of this growth incentive, or not part of this part of the funding that I'm talking about, nor is Galveston. Okay, so that brought us down to $4.5 million of new money. Okay, that is not already promised. Okay, what they didn't talk about, about $4.5 million, is that another part of the formula, which is based upon our research productivity, got cut by $9 million. Okay? $4.5 million a year. So our net growth from the formulas and the research funding, not special items that also got cut, not TRB or, as Michael O'Quinn was saying, debt service, was a net growth for the university of $9 million per year, half of which is promised to colleges that saw the weighted semester credit hours go up. In addition, what's not funded is every year for the last several years and expected again this year. For example, for the next year, we expect our Hazelwood cost to rise from $21 million to $24 million. So we have $3 million we have to come up with. In addition, we are already having to fund, because more and more people are funded, salaries have to be funded on non-ENG money that has no state benefits money affiliated with it. So when departments have to fund them on the designated tuition because there wasn't enough ENG money, we already have a $10 million amount we're having to pay for benefits for employees who just, we don't have enough ENG money. So they're funded. They're funded on designated tuition, but they cost more. And then we have to expect that to go up another $3 million this coming year. The math says that we have $2.4 million to do something with and $6 million more of bills. Okay? So that's how it all comes out with this, what the state has done for us, okay? So the problem is it takes about $15 million if you have ENG money, more if some of your raises are on non-ENG money, to give a 3% raise pool, okay? We have negative dollars for a raise pool in the base. So what has been discussed and planned for months, especially when we thought we could take an even bigger hit, as Michael said, is the fact that we should be planning that this year, in terms of base funding, there is no merit pool. There will be a small amount that each college and each division can fund themselves. It's not centrally funded, can fund themselves of one-time merits, but only in some one-time money they have. This is not something that's going to be a base for all, okay? So there will be a small number of one-time merits, but that won't go into anybody's bases. There is always, the one exception to this is that the $700,000 for the centrally funded base merit raise for faculty who got promoted this year will be provided. And the colleges are all working to match that so that the faculty who got promoted just because we have a bad funding year are not going to miss their raises. So it's not that there's not going to be any merit raises, but it's only going to be for those who were promoted, and small non-base raises for a subset of people. Now, part of this is because people expect the merit raise to come from the center. And part of the problem is that some colleges have money and could give merit raise, and some colleges don't. Some colleges actually taught less this year, so they lost money. So they're negative. They don't have extra. Some colleges are getting more base funding because of the way the salary, the growth incentive formula works. So we could have had a situation where, depending upon your college, there was or wasn't a merit pool. We are trying to avoid that and get into a mode and working with our board, hopefully, so that there is a merit, a base merit pool next year. But the intent is, as you know from our session, that was a two-year decision. So there's nothing that says at this point in time there's going to be more base money next year unless we find other paths, other ways to get more money in, or the board helps us to get more money in, and that's what the president is working on.